Ever wondered why some people thrive financially while others constantly struggle? The Barefoot Investor isn't about complex financial wizardry or get-rich-quick schemes. It's a back-to-basics approach that has created what journalists call the biggest finance cult in Australia, with over 1 million readers carrying orange bank cards inscribed with financial mantras. What makes this approach so powerful is its fierce independence. No kickbacks or commissions influence the recommendations. When Scott Pape lost everything in a devastating bushfire, he made a pivotal decision while standing amid the rubble with his traumatized wife and crying baby, "I've got this." That moment crystallized his philosophy, because someday we'll all face our own financial fires. The question is, will you confidently say, "I've got this," when that happens? After the fire destroyed their home, Pape and his wife planted an apple tree amid the chaos. This wasn't for immediate results. You don't plant on Saturday expecting apples on Sunday. You trust the process. Plant, grow, harvest. This pattern applies perfectly to money. Most people approach finances like groundhogs, repeating the same behaviors while complaining nothing changes. The alternative is developing what Pape calls the alpaca attitude, taking responsibility, making tough decisions, and refusing excuses. He witnessed this when his alpacas circled protectively around traumatized sheep despite their badly burned hooves after the fire. The first battle is with our limiting beliefs formed in youth. These teenage scripts autoplay whenever we fail. "I'm not smart with money. It's a learnable skill. I don't earn enough. It's about saving, not earning. I've left it too late. Consider your remaining years." And the economy sucks. More millionaires were created during the Great Depression than any other time. The foundation of financial transformation begins with weekly barefoot date nights, where you implement financial steps over dinner, garlic bread, and wine. This works whether coupled up or single. The latter can bring a friend or just the book. These dates boost happiness, unite you against financial challenges, and acknowledge that wealth building takes time. During your first date night, establish a simple banking infrastructure to eliminate fees forever. Most Australians pay the highest bank fees worldwide, $477 per household annually. The solution? Set up 5 accounts, daily expenses and splurge for everyday use, plus smile, savings goals, fire extinguisher, debt reduction or wealth building, and Mojo, a $2,000 emergency fund at a separate institution. Your second date tackles superannuation, potentially saving hundreds of thousands in just 1 hour. The finance industry's hidden truth is that you'll pay 2/3 of your super fees after retirement. For a 35-year-old with $50,000 in super, contributing $5,000 annually over 30 years, the difference between a fund charging 1% versus 0.02% in fees amounts to $226,484. After losing everything in a fire, Pape received a large insurance payout, but bought almost nothing for a year, an experience that permanently changed his relationship with possessions. Despite Australians having incomes 3 times higher than in 1950, 62% still believe they can't afford everything they need. When asked how much more money would be enough, people invariably answer, "More than I'm earning now." The solution isn't extreme frugality, but conscious spending. Splurging on things that genuinely improve life while ruthlessly cutting unconscious purchases. Pape's first major post-fire purchase was a high-quality pillow. Since we spend 1/3 of our lives on pillows, this purchase delivers millionaire comfort affordably. Even billionaires use pillows. The difference lies in conscious choices, not income. Financial control means redirecting money from meaningless purchases to things that truly matter. Would you rather have leather seats in your car or enough money for experiences that create lasting memories? The serviette strategy is a simple 3-bucket system sketched on the back of a napkin that puts money management on autopilot. When Pape proposed combining finances with his fiancée Liz, she initially resisted, worried about micromanagement. Yet this approach helped them jointly manage investments, save $27,000 for their dream honeymoon, and pay off their mortgage years early. The system's power lies in its simplicity. If you can't explain your financial plan to a 10-year-old in 30 seconds, it's too complex to maintain. It rejects conventional budgeting that relies on willpower and detailed expense tracking, recognizing that willpower becomes fatigued from overuse. Here's how it works. All take-home pay goes into the daily expenses account, then automatically distributes following the 60-10-10-20 rule. 60% remains for basic living expenses. 10% transfers to splurge for guilt-free discretionary spending. 10% goes to smile for longer-term goals, and 20% flows to fire extinguisher for pressing financial fires like debt repayment or saving for a home deposit. Once set up, this system requires just 10 minutes of maintenance weekly, typically a Sunday evening check to ensure all transfers processed correctly. No spreadsheets, no constant monitoring, just financial peace of mind. Debt is slavery, controlling every aspect of your life. Most people learn about money from self-interested banks rather than financially savvy parents, perpetuating destructive debt cycles. Banks target children through school programs, creating databases that offer credit cards when they turn 18. PAPE debunks common credit card justifications, I pay it off monthly, rewards points, emergencies, and reveals how credit card interest becomes people's biggest purchase. His 5-domino debt elimination method includes calculate, list all debts, negotiate, call creditors for lower rates, eliminate, cut up cards, detonate, pay smallest debts first using fire extinguisher money, and celebrate. Burn paid statements as motivation. Rather than prioritizing highest interest debts, PAPE emphasizes building momentum through quick wins by tackling smallest debts first. This approach rebuilds confidence and develops financial discipline, leading to true freedom. Imagine watching your last credit card statement burn as you declare independence from financial institutions that profit from your struggles. Financial freedom isn't about mathematics or finance. It's about why you gained control of your money in the first place. At your funeral, people won't mention your luxury car. They'll talk about the good you did and the difference you made to those you loved. The Australian Unity Wellbeing Index reveals the golden triangle of happiness: purpose, strong relationships, and financial control. Financial security isn't about net worth, but self-worth. Freedom begins the moment you commit to following a common-sense financial plan, not when you've paid off debts or saved enough for retirement. Professor Cummins' research found financial insecurity produces feelings similar to physical torture. Interestingly, low-income earners who felt in control of their finances were happier than higher earners who felt less control. One single mother with massive debt gained immediate confidence after finding a clear financial roadmap in the Barefoot Plan. Whatever doubts you face, from others or your inner critic, following these barefoot steps will lead to success. Imagine how it will feel a year from now when you can confidently say, "I've got this." Financial freedom creates space to live a meaningful life on your terms, leaving a legacy of love and wisdom rather than debt and stress.